coming up on 909. Got a partly cloudy sky, 27 degrees. Thursday morning rolling along here. Listen, you, thank you very much for being a part of our morning here and making us part of your morning. Certainly do appreciate that. And time to talk with Jana Berndt, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. Haven't seen you for a couple weeks. So good to be back.
Good to be back in here and talking with you about the foundation, which around the holidays, I don't know why, it just seems appropriate. The foundation holidays, I mean, you're working throughout the year. I know that. But it's kind of like with the stuff that goes out from the foundation, you make a lot of dreams come true.
Right.
And with the holidays, it just sort of all fits.
It does, right? And especially, you know, that Thanksgiving holiday, which as you look in the stores and the streets and even maybe a little bit in my house right now, we kind of pass through Halloween to Christmas and forget this little holiday that happens every year, the fourth Thursday, and called Thanksgiving. And I think for us, it's a day to really reflect and say, you know what? What are you thankful for? And many people, you know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful. And I think at the foundation, we're really pausing this year to say we're grateful for our community. We're grateful for our donors that see our mission, see our vision, see what we're doing and making a difference in this community. And then for our nonprofits, you know, the work that they're doing. And we're that hub. We're that place that people can donate and we can, you know, give the money out through grants to the nonprofits. And we kind of do the legwork for people. So I don't know where to give my money, but I want to be generous to this community. We're a great place to do that. And we're giving you a way to do that.
Yes, you are.
We are. Coming up the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So November 30th is Giving Tuesday. And I know it's confusing. There's Giving Hearts Day in February. There's Give to the Max Day, which I think is today.
Is today.
Yep. There's many other ways throughout the year. We chose the Giving Tuesday theme or to be a part of this because it's a global opportunity for people to just stop and be grateful. So we're certainly looking for our donors to come to us on November 30th. But we're also asking people to just stop and thank your neighbors that are so good to you. Maybe they've done some things over the summer or the winter months to just help you. Or, you know, thank those friends that really have been there for you. So it's really a day to really stop and say, I'm grateful. I really am grateful to the world around me. And if you're feeling grateful for your community, we're a great source for you to, hey, maybe make a checkout. And I would just send them to our website. Bill, there's a place right on there that'll just say donate now. Takes them right to the spot, and they just got to put their name in their amount. So Giving Tuesday is November 30th.
Get that on your calendar, folks.
And they can certainly give it other days. But that's a day that we just want to pause and say, you know what, thank you, community.
Right.
Thank you for what you do.
All about gratitude. You know, Jana, you mentioned the foundation's vision. And I always say, and I tell people, too, they've got the right person in charge for the foundation, because you always seem to have a great vision and you always seem to be the one that kind of looks beyond everything. And you've got such a great way of looking at the bigger picture. I would imagine that there's a lot of people with the foundation that share this vision with you. Am I right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. We have an advisory board that works with us, and we've got some really great volunteers and people that have felt passionate about this. This organization's been around since 1984.
Wow.
So a long time that there's been a vision. And when you say you've got the right person, we've got the right group.
Right.
There's a group of people right now that are really passionate about the work that our many, many nonprofits are doing in this community. And it's a great place to live and work and raise our families and grow old, I guess, as I'm seeing a magical birthday coming up. So, yeah, it's a great organization to be a part of. And I can't think of a better place for you to maybe share some of that gratitude if you're so inclined this time of year. And Giving Tuesday, again, November 30th, send them to our website, ndcf.net/Richland Wilkin. And if that's went too fast for you, just Google Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, and I think you'll find our site. It's pretty simple to
do. Or listen back to the podcast, too, because I'm going to have this up this afternoon, they get all this information again as well. I always think in a small town, you know, gratitude is just, it's almost tenfold as, you know, if people were living in a bigger community or bigger city. probably wouldn't recognize, you know, everything that you have to be grateful for. I think in a smaller community, you really do, because you got to come together.
Right. I think the other thing is, through the year that we've had, and maybe the last almost 2 years that we've had with COVID, you know, there's a lot of mental health issues that have really crippled many of us, and especially those that have been alone. If you live alone, or if you're kind of isolated, gratitude, they keep saying, is one of those things that can kind of dig you out of that hole. Just spending a couple minutes every day saying, what is it today that I'm grateful for? Mm-hmm. And some days it might be as simple as, you know what, my furnace worked all night and I'm waking up to a warm house.
But exactly.
Digging deep to really find something that you're grateful for can really change your mind for the day.
Right.
Because we all have a choice. We can choose to say, today's not going to be a good day, or today I'm going to make the best of it and I'm going to make this a great day, because I have a choice.
Yes, and you do have a choice to look for all those good things,
right,
too.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
Jana, always great to have you in December.
Didn't mean to go down the psychological
path.
No,
that's fine. You're in the right place to do that. Believe me, in December, you and I are going to take a little detour here. I'm not going to say what yet.
Oh, goodness.
But we're, you know.
Maybe we'll go down the gratitude path and talk about something else.
Yeah,
huh?
There you go. There you go.
Right,
but that's for our report coming up in December. So looking forward to that, too.
Thanks.
Jana Richland-Wilkin Foundation, always great to have you in here. Coming up on 9:15 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You know, Santa is seriously the best boss ever.
Like, we elves get the summer off, no middle management, and get this.
Santa's letting us bring our elf energy.
Right to you at Mall of America.
We elves are in town to help you get your holiday shopping done good and early, with thousands of gifts right at your fingertips.
Not stuck on a ship or truck somewhere.
Book a room at Radisson Blue Mall of America and shop in your jammies, since it's connected to the mall.
Plus a pool, a fitness center, and Fire Lake Grill House.
The littles can make gifts at Crayola Experience.
There's sky-high rides at Nickelodeon Universe.
And our fellow elves at the Candy Cane Institute have fun in store for the whole family.
Then dive into sea life and check out the sharks.
You think they have narwhals?
Spend $150 and get Mall of America rewards, like free ride passes.
There's music, decorations, and you'll need a sleigh to get all those gifts home.
We're working on that for you. Join us for Happy Elf Days
at Mall of America.
See mallofamerica.com/holiday for details.
The communities throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota are basically our lifeblood. And because of that, we want to be involved with them. We want to give back.
We're very involved with our communities. We donate to many organizations. We want to be a part of the communities we're doing business in. And we're also a big supporter of the Bison football program on the weekends. I think the farmers really like to see us advertising on there and just seeing our face and seeing our brand and our logos.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.